how does she get out of this?
Well, this is a cause, you know, sometimes in workshops, I do sections that are some of the most popular ones. Nobody's asked for it yet, but we call it How to Enjoy Bad Sex. You see, now, but this is related to it. How to enjoy bad intimacy. And you can really do it if we keep this giraffe dance going. Because what could be more intimate than what she just shared? So if we can keep it, this flow going, what could be better, really? Isn't this the most vulnerable? Isn't this as vulnerable as anything else we can share? So if we can share whatever's going on and have empathy from our partner and then hear what that stimulates in them, like the pain that got stimulated, this is going to be a wonderful interaction.
So I'll just talk real loud. So in terms of the process,
this is like a dense area. And so you just need to this is a question now. You just need to sort of like really just slow down, give her empathy, and see what then opens up. Because initially, my what came up in me was, God, I don't know where to go from here. So.
Yeah, so we need to learn. Hopefully we're going to give you, enrich you all to get closer to being able to do this. So that in Paul's role, you see this as a memnoon right now. This person needs some empathy for this dilemma that goes on in them. So what's getting stimulated in you right now is real sadness because you hear my request and you see the beauty in it. There's part of you that would like to respond to it. And then it's very painful for you when you see how much of your energy is tainted by this sense of obligation, or you have to, yes, it's like I can't, I want to give, but it's hard when I feel all of this guilt and shame. And how do you feel when I say this? I feel memnoon, that you give me so much of yourself and give me a chance to meet your need for understanding. I feel touched. And now I'm looking inside and I'm seeing some goblins coming up and I'm starting to feel really sad for some of the things I've said in the past that I think have accentuated that. And, oh, yeah.
That's exactly what ended up happening. It's like I would get more and more desperate and ask in ways that created more and more distance.
I can see how I've played on that. I can see how much in my life I use silence, knowing how that stimulates your inner jackals. And then I get my needs met, but I hate myself when I get them met that way. But I do it when I'm desperate. I don't know how to. So could you tell me this back so I can. So if we have this dialogue, what isn't wonderful about it? Isn't it what we're all getting off on every day in these workshops? So you can have it ongoing.